So I like never show my face on this app. I prefer to do edits, but I partook in the Taylor Swift holiday merch drop, and I just need to show you these ornaments. I specifically did the ornaments over anything else. I didn't really find any of like the shirts or like the sweatshirts or anything, just because like a lot of them had big writing on the back and I'm just not a huge fan of that. I say as I'm wearing a Spirit jersey from Carnival Cruises, but anyway. But yeah, I wanted to show what they look like in person. We're gonna start off with the first era. I did get the debut guitar. I couldn't not get it. It is super cute. I love the country wood aesthetic with the butterflies that are now synonymous with the debut era, but I love it. So I don't know if there was anything dropped for the Fearless Taylor's Version era. By the time I got in and was like really like quickly trying to get everything that I liked, I didn't see anything. So we're skipping that era, unfortunately. Hopefully I can either find something resale or she'll stock something at a later date, but that's it is what it is. Now for Speak Now Taylor's Version, there was a couple of offerings. I think they had the koi fish. I know they had the cage. They had ballet shoes. But for me, the Speak Now era really is summed up with Long Live. And so I had to get the little cameo with the dragon on it. And then keeping with the theme from debut, for the red Taylor's Version, I got the red guitar. I really like the guitars. I think they're kind of a sleek ornament when you don't want it to very loudly say Taylor Swift, although I am only putting these on one tree that will have nothing but Taylor ornaments on it. But I really like the guitar. And this is pretty much the replica of the guitar that she used for All Too Well 10-minute version at my show. This was before she switched to the blinged guitar, black guitar, but yeah. And then for 1989, I got the sunglasses. I think there's just something very summer about that album, and what sums up summer better than sunglasses? So for Reputation, I think by the time I got there, there was this one and then the Throne. But I have always been a fan of King of My Heart. And that is what this ornament represents, obviously. You can clearly see that. But yeah, so I went with this one. Now, I know for a fact, Lover, the Calm Down eye mask was the only one available. I think the only one that I would have wanted potentially more than this was the locket ornament, but she cute. And I need to be told at least 5 times a day to calm down. So yeah. Folklore came down between two. It was either going to be this hourglass or the wine bottle. And I liked the purple sand. I was easily distracted by the purple sand. So we got the August Slipped Away hourglass. And I don't think I've ever made this very clear on any of my social media platforms, but Long Story Short is my favorite song on Evermore. It actually might be my favorite song between the two sister albums. And so to have Too Past Me on an envelope ornament, that there was no question. This was the one I was bringing home. And then for Midnights, I really liked the pocket watch from the Bejeweled music video, the Exile Ends pocket watch. So here she is. And then for Tortured Poets, I think she only had the two. She had the typewriter and then this. And both were available when I went in. But I kind of just liked the sleekness of just having like the company logo. So we got that one. And then had to get a Christmas Tree Farm one. This one says Under the Mistletoe, Watching the Fire Glow. Yeah, she cute. And I couldn't not get one of the Christmas Tree Farm ones. So yeah, that was my holiday shop haul. Oh, and then I also got, cause I have like zero debut merch, and the fact that it was for, I'm Only Me When I'm With You, I got the little change purse. It also fits with my, key ring that I have for my car. So yeah.